Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Stelmazek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Grabarkiewicz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Stelmazek and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lintz moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lintz tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lintz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lentz hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0 for 1 in the game. Stelmazek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko bunts towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lintz takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Lintz moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0-for-2 in the game. Stelmazek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Frayling now pitching. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frayling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Ken Singleton. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel pinch hits for Warren Cromartie. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a line drive into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing right field. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0-for-3 in the game. Stelmazek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.